Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Friday. Joe McGraw here with Joe Smith.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. No, Dom, he's got norovirus.
Norovirus. Ethan thought that was a neural virus.
No.
Which, you know, illness of the mind. Maybe Dom does have that to a certain extent, but that isn't what's stopping him being here right now.
Sorry to get things off to a bad start for listeners in the morning, but that means you do shit yourself and spew up pretty much at the same time, I think.
Yeah, it's like stamping on a froob. An unopened froob, isn't it?
I fucking love froobs.
Well, why don't you ever have them then?
Sure, I might get some in.
Yeah, I think
they're
9
out of 10.
Have you ever had them frozen? You're joking me. Keeps the rest of your lunchbox cool and is a wicked snack by itself. Yes, please.
Yes, please. Ava J!
Hello, I'm here. Hello.
Speaking of lunchboxes,
what does that mean?
Not really sure. What lunchbox did you have growing up? What was on it?
I remember once on a school trip.
Brilliant.
There was a lad called Oscar Moss, and me and Oscar Moss had the same design.
What the fuck is
he
Oscar Moss?
He sounds like someone from Okey Doke, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, who's Oscar Moss?
Let's go down and visit Oscar Moss. And he's like under loads of moss.
Yeah.
Shrubbery, he's like, what?
And
hello, Oscar Moss.
We had the same, I think, Newcastle United pack lunchbox.
Nice, nice.
And I couldn't understand why my mum made me bagels, because I never had bagels before, and I ate all his bagels. And then, obviously, it transpired that I was eating his lunch, and he despised my lunch.
Which was like gruel or something.
Yeah, what was your lunch? Just some an old war dagger and a plum.
He refused to eat it.
What was it? What was it?
Do you remember?
I've not got that good enough memory.
You remember the bagels, though?
I remember the bagels because it was the first ever bagel I had.
Mate, I'll tell you what, my first ever bagel. Dad brought home the raisin and cinnamon ones. Do you know which ones I'm talking about?
The New York bakery raisin and cinnamon bagels.
I put a bit of butter on that. Put a bit of butter on that. I thought, world's never been the same since.
It's so good, isn't it?
I was like, this is incredible.
We were a big bagel household.
Of course.
Presumably because my mum was American, I'm not sure. But I used to have a mate called Curtis. One of my best mates.
What happened to him? Is he all right?
No, yeah, he still lives in workshop. Still see him occasionally.
Should we message him? Should we see if he's all right?
No, we don't message him.
Do it now.
Really nice guy, though. Really nice.
So leave him a little voice note.
I don't want to. Not really spoken to him directly in maybe 10 years.
Is this because of an incident with a bagel?
No incident with a bagel. He was just a great kid. But he used to come round to mine sometimes after school before he'd get the bus to his, or I can't remember what. But he used to come round for the bagel. Because the cinnamon raisin bagel, he couldn't believe how good they were.
Really?
Because they're not a big thing. In workshop, he used to get called posh having a bagel.
Mm.
But he'd sneak round to mine and have a little bagel. Also, did I poo in my garden once? I didn't ask him to, but we both thought it'd be a funny idea.
Start like separate
stories.
You asked him to
poo. So I cut the bagel in half, popped it in, slot it down. He needs a poo. I went, it'd be funny if you did a shit in my garden.
Yeah.
And I thought, we've got dogs anyway, so there's the odd turd occasionally in the garden.
You're going to blame your dog off fucking Curtis's shit?
Yeah, well, the thing that let us down is dogs don't use toilet paper. So there's all toilet paper that got trapped in the gooseberry bush. And it's thorny, so, and obviously you don't want to reach in and grab it out. So my mum found out and she realised it couldn't have been Maisie or Carlton because they don't want to.
Because your mate shits in the garden. Well, how old are you?
13.
Sorry. Bit rich. McGrath said, like, you blamed it on the dog. Didn't McGrath want to do that in the woods? Like, he was caught
out shit. No, that's a story. True. I've shit plenty of times in the woods, but I've never blamed it on a dog.
Did you not blame... Did the man not
that
pick
was
it
a
up
friend, James, who's an athlete. So there you go. So I'm straight out of the story. He's an athlete, went on a big run. He needed shit in the bush. Lady's dog runs in said bush.
Yeah.
Sort of as a... thinks James is, like, funny and, like, runs about him. She chases the dog inside the bush. He's already done his pants up by this point. Yeah. Sees the dog poo, human poo, picks it up and apologises and leaves.
Brilliant.
Which he has had to see that lady pick up his own poo and bring it to the bin, which is rank. I need to go back. So you're 13 years old. You think it'd be funny to have a poo in your back garden?
I think it'd be funny if Curtis did it.
Why did he do it?
Just funny, isn't it?
I don't know.
When you're 13, everything's funny, Joe.
Did you go through a jackass phase when you were young?
We were in it. I had a phone, a Nokia like 3820. Oh,
we were content creators before our time, because I remember, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
We'd do like front flips into like holly bushes or like down like hills. We'd jump off like, do you know those like metal crates where you keep like storage units and stuff?
Yeah.
We'd do like jumps off of them and try and get a bike up there, and no one ever did anything scary. It was all, if we watched it back now, it'd just be lads jumping about 2 feet.
Yeah.
Like from this table to the floor. Whoa! None of us were particularly daredevils, but we liked the idea of it, did you?
We and my cousins, Patrick and Michael, used to go to Granny Mary's, and she used to have this really high cabinet. We used to try and do roly-polies off it, which was deadly.
Right.
Really hurt Michael's ankle. But then we did bush diving, which was just great.
What's that?
Can you dive over one huge bush onto the grass over...
Oh, love that.
And very tall bush.
Yeah.
Patrick and Michael could do it because they were a bit taller than me and they got a little bit of height.
Was it the height?
It was, let me get there. Anyway, I just sort of did, instead of bush jumping, I just sort of did bush running.
Bush thumping.
And hoped that it didn't push back. Sometimes I made it through, sometimes I didn't.
Like, what's his name on Hot Fuzz? Through the Fence?
Yeah.
That was kind of you.
Kind of me.
Me and Curtis also one time, we used to just do like this silly thing. Do you know you wet the towel and you spin it and you flick it?
Oh yeah, it hurts.
And it really hurts. Me and Curtis, we were just in my mum and dad's like front room, and for about probably 40 minutes, we stood there with our arm out, like spare skin, and the other one, we took it in turns, with the towel.
What? Out,
to the point where our whole forearms, like whoever gave up first lost, our whole forearms were just like, bobbly, looked like the surface of a flapjack, just
mad.
Skin and bobbles everywhere. Literally stood there like tears pouring down of our face, like something from like Prisoners of War or something. Yeah. Like some of the, my whole arm from my elbow down was just numb and just.
When did you settle down?
I'm not really sure, because also I just remembered all this. Do you know the little sherbet? The little sherbet stick.
Did lines of that.
You used to do lines of that all the time. We snorted so much sherbet. We used to snort sherbet constantly. It was a real phase.
And what a phase.
Yeah, and but like for like a couple of months, we were doing this every day. Like we would get them, and it would be not just me. This was not just Curtis. I don't even know if he did this. Me and my mates, we would get the little sherbet, and you get a little bit, and you snort a little line of it. It's a miracle I'm not a coke addict now, isn't it?
We snorted sherbet.
Yeah!
And you'd like divide up with a credit card.
Yeah, you do it.
What are you talking about?
It was, wasn't it? It was like my first cocaine by Fisher Price. It was that, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you remember the huge tubes of sherbet? The long tubes?
What, the Megadust?
Oh, yeah.
Megadust?
It was like this big.
But I tell you what would be frustrating with them, if you sucked on that bad boy too excitably at the start, you kind of get a bit of sherbet out because it closes it up.
I'd go a step even further, Ethan. If you even sucked it at all, that motherfucker closed up and you were snipping, you had to snip it, didn't you?
Yeah,
to
snip it constantly.
Can I borrow some scissors? You're snipping it all the way down to get more sherbet out. Did you leave a sherbet?
I didn't do sherbet. I didn't do sherbet snorting.
What were you doing?
I don't know. I think I'd like to eat it.
Smoking with the candy sticks.
Oh, that's classic.
Chocolate fags, they're illegal now, you know.
No.
Chocolate ciggies.
Are they?
They're getting kids hooked on Frodo. Disgusting. Well, because obviously you smoke as a kid, and then the smoking transitions you into chocolate, which is far worse.
Yeah, of course.
What were your favourite sweets as a kid?
I've always been big on cherries.
Yeah.
Cherry flavours, but
I love
it's so underrated.
Really nice.
Cherry drops were just like something I couldn't get enough of.
Yeah.
That classic cola bottles, 100%, I'm all in on them.
Yeah. What about the pink and yellow, or the pink and blue cola bottle?
I'm up for that.
I love them.
I've always been more of a crisp boy. And you could do stuff with knickknacks all day to me.
Oh, wow.
And I wouldn't get bored of them.
Talk to me about
rib. No idea.
Rib and saucy.
Rib and saucy. I mean, what a name for it, by the way.
Incredible name.
Rib and saucy. So what you're saying is
sorry. Rib
and saucy.
Yep.
So what you're saying there is you've got a rib flavour.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
But then you've got the and saucy bit.
Can I just have saucy, please?
Yeah.
I've just had rib. Can I just have the saucy? What is saucy?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But it is the nicest, Ethan.
It must be a barbecue touch.
Oh,
yeah, it must be.
It is a barbecue
flurry. I used to love Tom's as well. Do you remember the ones that were like almost like, they look like a human tongue, kind of. They were like a flat, and they kind of curled in. They were tomato flavoured. Were they called Toms?
I believe
they
so.
Like a kangaroo. Oh, they were nice. They were nice. I used to love that.
When was your, and people talk about your sexual awakening.
Oh, wow.
I want to move away from that.
Chris.
When was your food awakening? Where you realised you didn't have to stick to the regime that maybe your mum and dad put you on?
I know exactly mine.
Yeah?
Do you want to go first?
Well, maybe we talked about this on the way to the train station the other day.
I haven't mentioned
it. I remembered writing it down in my head.
Oh, go on.
I remember thinking that from the Chinese, you were only allowed to order, which bizarrely I've never had since, chicken and cashew nuts. This is all my mum and dad let me order.
Yeah.
Chicken and cashew nuts. Did you know what I mean?
It was a chow mein for us. Just yes. A chow mein.
It was the two options at ours were sweet and sour chicken balls or chicken in black bean.
Chicken in black bean.
No one's having chicken in black bean.
So mature.
Anymore.
No, and I remember going to someone's house for the first time when a little bit older, and they ordered something. I was like, "You can do that."
I went out to Gareth's house, and they had crispy chili beef. Blew my mind. I felt like naughty trying it. I used to be such a little wimp. I felt so naughty trying crispy chili beef.
It changed everything.
Oh! But the one for me that made me realise I don't have to just have the packed lunch or the meal is at the bottom of our road on the way to school. There used to be a Happy Shopper.
What's that?
It's like a little chain. You don't get Happy Shopper.
No Happy Shoppers around here. I don't think it. Have you seen a Happy Shopper ever?
No, I'm a miserable one.
Happy Shopper. And yeah, we know. And next to that, they used to do bacon and sausage sandwiches. But like on one of those rolls that's like that long, the softest bread. My mouth's watering. The softest bread. And I don't know what they did to these sausages. I think they deep fried them.
Because they
were like the most uniform brown. And whatever the oil was like a certain age old. And you know the cheekiest thing of all?
Oh, God.
Put a bit of salt on it. On the sausage
sandwich. You used to put salt?
Salt on it. And it was like
your sausage
£2.80 for the biggest sausage sandwich you've ever had. God, my mouth's watering. It was incredible. I used to love going there. And I thought, I can do this. It's my lunch money. I can do it.
It's a crazy way to start your day, though. I remember when I went to a cafe once and they had what was called the dustbin, and it was called
Was he someone who works there?
The balm cake was as big as a dustbin lid. That's what they said. Oh, it wasn't. It was big.
Maybe a toilet bin.
Yeah, maybe a toilet bin. And I remember thinking it was the coolest thing to do.
Yeah, God.
But then that day was a write off.
Yeah. Of course. You start in the day off with 2,800 calories worth of
absolute
breakfast.
Absolute awful. But it's good for the build, isn't it? You were getting cracking on, working out.
And also, if they need
to
go with all their scraps. And just on toilet bins, whose idea was it that the smallest bin with the least mass and weight is the one that is almost exclusively foot pedal operated? Because whenever you stand on them, they tip over.
What is in your toilet bin, right, by the way?
Tampon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Floss. Tube.
Where do you put your loo rolls, your cardboard loo rolls?
Yeah, in the toilet roll bin. In the toilet bin.
Question, have you ever tried to wipe your bum with one of them? When you've run out of loo roll?
Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah, it's a nightmare to flush.
It really doesn't work, does it?
Yeah, it really doesn't work.
We have to let it, you put it in the toilet and you have to come back about 2 hours later once it's kind of swollen.
Hope it's marinated a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ours fills up so quickly because of the toilet rolls. We go for a lot of toilet rolls.
It's not really full of tampons, by the way.
Well, once a month, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. we worked out recently that Lizzie's a very ample toilet roll user. Because I will put...
What do you mean? You're watching?
No, but do you know what normally happens is... Well, kind of, like, Lizzie, she works from home more than me. I work late more than her. So it's more often that she's at home without me than the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's the one that probably 75% of the time is replacing the toilet rolls. I'll do it when it's needed, but she just gets to it first.
I get it.
However, there was, like, a spell where I was home for, like, 3 days in a row. And I realised I was replenishing the toilet roll, like...
A lot.
Once a day, or, like, maybe 3 times in 5 days or something. I was like... We're using a lot of toilet roll here. Is this... What's happened? Has there been a leak? Is there some sort of spillage?
Did you not even blame yourself at any point?
I know I don't use a lot. But you know I've got the bum gun. So all I'm using is three ply to dry. That's my motto.
Every time you just use three pieces and then...
Three ply to dry.
Wash it off?
Yeah, because I don't need to wipe and remove. All I'm doing is dabbing it dry. So how much water can a bare arsehole really hold? Not that much. So all I have to do is use enough toilet roll to mop that dry, and we go. So I'm not using very much at all. And then we realise that Lizzie's like, wrapping the hand.
Yeah.
Just doing full mummification of the whole body. We're going through like almost a roll a day. And that's Liz.
That is a lot.
It's a lot, isn't it?
I think what I couldn't tell you if Ethan is a two sheet kind of guy or a full roll kind of guy.
I think we know. Well, let's, before we ask him, let's use what we know. He hates poo.
He hates poo.
So I think he's going to be over wrapping in order to never get any on the wrist, the tip, the whatever that bit is there, the inside of the palm. All the key poo-poo areas. Sometimes this bit here.
No.
I had it on my hip once.
No,
I told
you didn't.
About that. I told you about
you
that.
You're
no,
lying.
I did. Because here's what happened. I went behind. Accidentally, as I wiped, one of the inside cheeks had a little bit more caking than I thought. Oh, got some on here. And as I came back round, flicked my hip with it. Oh. So I had shitty hips. My hips don't lie, but they do smell of shit. Ethan, what's your method?
I think it's 2.5 bits. Because what I do is I pull it, and then the last bit, and then it's a slight fold over to allow a double barrier.
So you're getting 5 squares folded in half?
No, it won't be as much. No. 1 square, 2 square, 2.5.
What the fuck just happened then? So are you ripping one piece into two?
No. What I'll be doing is, it'll be 3 pieces, and the last piece comes over halfway. I think the other bit comes half over, so it's a bit of a turnover.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That one from Greg.
I never thought I'd be confused during this chat.
Do you know the way I'll explain it in terms that you know. Do you know a chicken fataya from a shawarma?
Yes, yeah. Great.
You've got like what it looks like a pizza dough, but they fold each side halfway in.
Yes.
That's what Ethan's doing with the toilet roll.
Yes.
He's making a poo-poo fataya.
But how big is this three... Do the 3 pieces go down to just looking like one?
It's a half, so it's like a thick 2, isn't it? Because it's 3 pieces, one half in, one half in, so therefore it's a 2, but thick.
Brilliant. You've been to Milan.
I've been to Milan. Baby Milano. Am I allowed to do the hand gestures that I learned in the football?
Yeah.
Like just that?
Yeah.
Just making sure that I'm all right.
No, that's good.
Milan.
What did you learn that eating a pizza?
No, I went to the San Siro and trust me, when the referee doesn't give a decision their way, there's a lot of that.
I'd love to go to the San Siro. One of the great top 5 most iconic stadiums in football, I'd say.
I'll talk you through the entire day.
Yeah.
All right? The entire weekend. I went with Daryl and Lennon. Mm. We got a pretty cheap deal. Bought tickets and flights on Black Friday. Got an Airbnb. Now, you go to Ryanair, and they're classic with this. You're flying to Milan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not flying to Milan.
No.
You're flying 50 minutes outside of Milan. Mm. This has happened to be 3 or 4 times. Always stumps me. I'm 50-minute train journey from Milan. Ooh. That's like going to Manchester but landing in Crewe, or even further out than Crewe. It's like landing in Stoke, you know?
Yeah, like landing in... Stoke.
It is. It's like landing in Stoke. Oh, welcome to Manchester. What the fuck's this? So we get to a certain place, nowhere near Milan, but it's all right because I bought us for a Christmas present, Joe, £30 each, a lounge.
Have
you done a lounge in the airport ever?
I've never bought it myself, but a couple of times I've had someone pay for me to go in. Mamma mia, what a start to the day.
I thought, what a lovely Christmas present for them.
Yeah.
It's cost £30 because I booked on Christmas Eve for the day. Terminal 3 is hectic in Manchester Airport.
Is that the new one?
No, that's the old one where there's just one pub and the queue's fucking round the block.
That one.
Awful.
Ryanair
fly out of it, so it's always packed. There's always wacky stag do's or whatever going on. So, big queue for that. But I was like, boys, Christmas present from me. We were in the lounge.
You didn't reveal it till you got there?
Didn't reveal it.
Beautifully done.
They were loving it.
They lost their heads, didn't they? The roof came off.
The roof came off.
I mean, in terms of the way they've left it to, you know, basically rot. I'm not surprised.
So we got into the lounge. Do you know what I'm talking about when I mean the lounge here, Ethan?
I've been to a lounge before.
Which one did you do?
With Joe.
Yeah, we did it together.
When? How?
When we flew for the pre-season tour for Stretford Paddock. We got put in one then.
Where is the rumours of that this year, by the way?
Rumours are America, but it's not confirmed.
America at 3 years in the bounce.
I know.
It might come this year. So, lounge, brilliant, boozy. We're drinking all sorts.
Just to explain the lounge. Free booze.
Free booze, free food.
Free booze, free food.
Free pastries.
And when you think £30, If anyone I know can make a profit on that in terms of produce, you're the guy.
I absolutely.
Because you can neck a pint and you love a snack.
I think the lounge might have spoke to Ryanair and said, make sure your flight takes off on time.
If anything, bring it forward.
Because we can't have this boy in this. Because you're allowed 3 hours and I was going to use every second of that hour. I tried all the cocktails. What cocktails do you do? And she talked me through and Ian Lennon went through all of them. But then you are left in this sort of weird area of life where you're a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
But you've got to travel now.
Yeah.
And you sit on the plane, the drinks trolley isn't around for an hour, so then you're a little bit sleepy. I drifted off for half an hour. I wake up, I'm hungover.
I know.
I wake up with a headache. Fucking hell.
Surely that doesn't happen.
It does, because we were sat on the runway for half an hour, right? So I've not had a drink now for about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
We take off, and then as soon as you're off and you're flying about, it's about 20 minutes until the trolley comes down. I was asleep.
Yeah.
So then I've woken up, a bit groggy, like, oh, what's going on here? It kills it a little bit. But anyway, I'll pick things back up. Daryl's going to drink now on special occasions. So Fridays, I think. Daryl's going to drink now on special occasions, and he was...
Yeah. Any day that's got the letter Y in it.
Let me tell you this. Friday was peak Daryl.
Really? Right. Was he swallowing coins?
He wasn't swallowing coins, but he was back.
Imagine how many euro cents he could knock.
Yeah, he said he'd never swallow coins again. He's got strict rules about his drinking.
Okay, no swallowing coins.
He's only allowed beer, which is crucial. No spirits, he's not getting on the spirits. He's stuck to it. He's good at that.
Special occasions only, which is
special occasions
Fridays.
Only. Fridays, no. His next one's not going to be till St. Patrick's Day. Give the man a break.
Which is when?
March.
Oh, he's loving it.
And then my birthday, and then,
When's your birthday again?
June.
Cool.
So every 3 months, essentially, Daryl's going to have a drink. Love we it. Were on... Brilliant form. Milan was great. Got a nice Airbnb. Milan's, it's massive.
Is it?
It's huge. Too big.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, they were like, oh, there's a region you should really go and try. And it's in a, you know, you got a taxi 15, no, 20 minutes that way. And that wouldn't really, I don't know, would it really happen in Manchester? Like, if we went 15, 20 minutes that way, we might be in Withington or Chorlton or...
Yeah, but if you were staying in Deansgate...
Yeah,
and people were like, "Oh, you've got to see Ancoats." In traffic, that might be 15-20 minutes, but that's I guess true. It wasn't like that.
No, it wasn't like that. Milan, I really recommend Milan. We had a gorgeous night out. Got a bit wild at the end. Classic Daryl. He hired an e-scooter.
He didn't hit another copper, did he?
He didn't. He hired an e-scooter.
Wow.
And I thought it was going to be an absolute nightmare on it, but he was actually pretty good. Until he did come flying off it and really hurt his ankle. The one thing about Daryl, which was new to this part of his drinking, was his ability to fall over and get back up reminds me of that of like a WWE wrestler. Do you know when they say taking a bump in WWE? It's like
yeah,
when
yeah.
you smash on the ground.
And you kind of like overplay it even though you're not really hurt and you're all right.
He was taking bumps left, right and centre, my friend.
Really?
Every God. Bar on the way out, he sort of fell over.
On purpose?
No, I don't know. We tried to speak to him about it. It was like, Daryl, is this on purpose or not? Like, you need to chill out. Stop falling over. Ah! And he'd just fall back like that, roll on the floor.
How pissed was he?
This is the last bar, right?
Bob Morton does him... that, doesn't he, on Gone Fishing? He's always falling over and you're never quite sure if he's faking it or just, like, he can't help himself.
The last bar we went to on Friday, we decided it was time to end it. Because Lennon and Daryl had a fallout because one of them pissed on the seat in the toilet and they didn't want to own up to it. Anyway, it nearly booted off. But they got over it. As
we were... piss on the toilet?
Piss on the toilet seat.
Come on.
Daryl saying it wasn't him.
Well, Lennon, yeah, all right. Yeah,
Lennon said, yeah, but if you sat on your mate's piss.
Who gives a shit? I snore
not you and
piss.
Fucking Curtis. Shit. Anyway, there's like, do you know when you fall out with your mate, but you don't, but you like push each other to the edge of knowing that you're. Anyway, so he said, we're a bit pissed here. There's a kebab shop near us. We're in Milan. Of course, we're going for kebabs. There's a kebab shop near us.
Is that what he's known for?
No. We just love kebabs. Let's go home. We're walking out this bar. Cool bar, right? It's an Irish themed bar.
Obviously.
All right, but it's not. It's like an
Italian Irish
bar.
Everywhere you go in the world, he finds the fucking Irish bar. Honestly, I love that. It's this really cool bar. It's called O'Reilly's. Like, you're in Milan and you've gone to an Irish bar and got a kebab. You should have just stayed in fucking Levenshulme.
So there's this table of four next to the door.
Just go to Dublin. That's what you want.
There's this table of four next to the door.
Yeah.
Right. And so I have to walk past this table of four to then push this door out and we leave, all right?
Great.
I do it successfully. Lennon does it successfully.
Oh, Daryl.
I turn around and Daryl loses his footing and in the most dramatic of styles sort of clears the table of four.
Shit.
What and there's just this collective, like, oh, like, crashing God. And whatever.
Did they kick off?
No, because we were leaving, so they knew there was a back end of us. The taxi driver when we got in on that Friday said that Daryl holds the record for the quickest person to ever fall asleep in his taxi.
Really?
We sat in there. And
he fell asleep as he was getting in too soon.
Oh, 30 seconds in, he's snoring.
Really?
He says, and he did say this, he said, world record. And he was being serious, world record. I've never known anything like this. And then he's like, where are you guys from? This taxi driver told him from Manchester. He went, oh, my best friend runs a Rudy's here.
You joking? You know,
brilliant, isn't it? Small world.
That's good to know as well. Italian owned as well.
Yeah.
Saturday
went to a cathedrals. Cathedrals are mint, aren't they? I think aliens built them as well, if we're talking about.
If we're being honest, they probably did.
You look at the detail and you go, that's built 700 years ago. You think,
no, it's not.
How's this happened?
Something's not right here.
How is this happened?
At the same, so you're telling me at the same time that was being built, most people couldn't read. Yeah, come on. Yeah,
and you make a good point there. You know?
And someone chiseled the perfect Virgin Mary 200 times in life size around this whole beast. No
chance. Is it like, do you know blind people?
Here we go.
They've got supersonic hearing.
They haven't.
If you're
signal that bit.
If you're daft and uneducated,
yeah,
maybe you're really good at like identifying faces and drawing things more.
I've seen your drawings.
Have you?
Yeah, the shite.
I know what you mean. There wasn't a lot else for them to do.
Yeah.
And also, the church did have unlimited money.
Yeah.
And so they could just get the best people, the best stone, the best everything. And you'll find a lot of them as well, refurbished in 1730 after the fire. Everything's been on fire. Like, have you ever looked at the Wikipedia of an old church? It's always like, the refurbishment in 1810 after the Great Fire. You're like, all right, all these churches are only about 150 years old, and the Great Fire.
I generally think, though, the Milan Cathedral was just, I was in awe.
Is it spectacular?
I was in awe of the place.
Have you been to many other cathedrals?
Yeah, everyone laughed at me when I started saying rank the top three cathedrals in the world. Go.
I can do it easily.
Yeah, and we did this little game on here. My number two got laughed at. My number one got laughed at.
What was it?
Cologne.
That's meant to be incredible.
Have you seen it?
It's meant to be one of the best in the world.
It's unbelievable.
Been?
Yeah, I've been.
My dad's been a few times because he's friends with Tony Woodcock, who used to play for England. And he
plays for Cologne now.
This was in the 70s and 80s. He played for Arsenal, played for Forest, played for Arsenal, then moved to Germany, Cologne. So my dad went to see him a few times.
Yeah.
And you get out there, it's not right near the train station, apparently, is it?
Yeah.
So you come out and you see it. But that's world famous. My dad
world famous.
About that, so that's fair enough.
But apparently, that's been knocked off the top spot by Barcelona because it's finished now.
It's not finished yet.
Huh?
They haven't finished
Lennon
yet.
Lennon said it's finished.
It's not finished.
It's got like another 100 years, doesn't it?
No, it's not far off.
That's
but it is,
wrong.
It's something like that.
Google, is it finished?
What's it called? Like Sagrada de Familia or whatever.
Yeah, that one. Well, apparently, Lennon says it's number one now. It's finished.
Is it finished? Google if it's finished. Google,
I
it's
think finished. It's finished.
Okay, we'll have a look.
Wait, hold on. You just contradict yourself then.
To Google
actually,
stuff,
you were in Barcelona recently.
Oh, yeah.
Have you finished it now?
It was nearly on its way, it must be said.
Do you know how long they've been making that for?
Years.
Like 300 years.
What
were they doing?
I don't know. Have you got another cathedral in your head?
Lincoln.
I need to Google Lincoln Cathedral.
So, right, can I tell you some facts about Lincoln Cathedral?
I think we've done this. I remember you saying...
Well, I will. We're literally on the topic. I have to mention him again.
Oh, 2026 is when it'll be done.
There you go. Told you it won't
do. Right, I'm going to give Lennon a bit of shit.
Lincoln Cathedral. Now. Here's a few things about Lincoln Cathedral. It was the first building to overtake the Great Pyramids of Egypt as the world's tallest building.
Yeah, that's incredible,
like,
isn't
2,000 years later... That comes along, or 3,000 years later. Secondly, it used to have spires on every piece, on every all of the three things. But again, what took them down?
The fire.
The Great Fire. And it used to be all whitewashed with lime. So from a distance, you could see it from like 20, 30 miles away. And it held the title of world's tallest building for about 300 years. And you know you see in...
it's quite incredible.
Mexico or Chile?
Well impressive.
Where you see Chichen Itza, fucking... you know the old Mayan thing, the big like...
Chichen Itza? Was that one of your dad's mates as well?
No, he they fell out. He, do you know, you see it, it's like this old ancient Mayan temples, and it's like dug into the wall.
Yeah.
Up on the hill. Lincoln Cathedral is about 300 years older than that. And the detail and the scale and the size of it. One of the most incredible buildings in human history, Lincoln Cathedral.
Should have done a top three cathedrals, but I feel like I've just done it.
The Cathedral City, obviously, as well. It brought us the great cheese, so we can't argue that.
You got a cathedral going to throw in the mix here, Ethan?
I've been to Canterbury Cathedral.
Oh, yeah, that?
Bring back bad memories, I guess, though.
Do you know what I loved about it? The idea that you're just walking across bodies. It's fascinating, that. Like, just below me, as I stomped my feet up and down, there was a pope.
A pope?
Just underneath me.
Which pope?
Many popes.
I don't think that's true.
Why would the pope be buried in Canterbury?
Sorry, I meant the archbishop.
I was going to say. Because you go, right, he's died. Let's get him from the Vatican over to Canterbury.
Why would he leave Rome?
Sorry, I've also been to the Vatican. I may be mistaken the two experiences.
The Vatican.
No. You can't mistake. No, I know you have. Right, so you've been to the Vatican. That must be unbelievable.
More than your wildest dreams could imagine.
The Vatican is one of the most amazing places I've ever been.
I've never been. But it's surely...
Love Rome. Have you been to Rome?
Never been to Rome.
Love it.
I'm going to go soon.
Do you know what they've got in the Vatican? The first whistle used in an Argentine football match. And the ball.
And what?
And the ball from the match. Because the Pope Francis bloody loved the footy, so he got it took over.
Brilliant.
Wow.
I think he's pushing his luck a bit there.
Who, Ethan?
Oh, no, the Pope. Because Pope Francis was only recently, wasn't he?
Aye.
Is he the one who retired?
Yeah, I don't know. He was Benedict. Can I... special Pope request? Very important for the Catholic Church. Oh, what is it? Some documents or maybe an old painting or sculpture, manuscript. 40 and whistle.
Yeah, of everything you were going to bring up then, just a whistle.
I'd be like, sorry, sir. I mean, my lord. What the fuck are you on about? Why do you want the world's for... Fired.
No, I didn't. Anyway, we saw a saint.
Did you?
Yeah, there was a saint in the...
Ricky Lambert?
No, there was a saint in the... That's... There's a saint...
James Beattie?
No, there's a saint buried in Milan Cathedral we should go and have a look at.
What do you mean, look at it?
He's out. His coffin's...
He's got out?
He's like mummified.
Oh, is it?
Wow. Mummified.
It's cool, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Would you like to be mummified when you die?
Yeah, what do you want to happen to you when you
die? I don't know. What, getting burnt or like getting buried or...
There's loads more options than that now.
Yeah, I'm going to make it into a tree or something.
Well, you can have loads. You can be slurried and pumped into a foie gras goose and have all your friends eat its liver.
It's a big goose, isn't it?
And the rest. You can be put into concrete and put out at sea so that coral can grow on you and you can replenish the wildlife.
I won't mind like being made into material to help finish build the Barcelona Cathedral.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
What, like, just like stick your limbs in the middle of it?
Yeah. Joe's rotting skin just over the front door.
Ooh.
I thought you said they could make it into concrete.
Yeah, they could.
So why am I getting my rotting limbs out? I thought I was going to get made into some sort of fucking...
Get your rotting limb out.
Saturday, we're only halfway through Milan.
How long have you been there?
3 days. The third day's not necessary. I'll tell you this now, a couple of things. I'm done with Airbnb soon.
Why?
Because you're thrown into a situation where you're living with people, you realise there's a reason why you're not living with them anymore. Because I both live with Lennon and Daryl, right? And you've got to live with them for 3 days and be happy with it. And you realise that I wasn't happy with it when I lived with them. Right. Now, you know, snoring, farting, that's just me. Everyone needs a different way of falling asleep. So if you walked around this Airbnb, the landscape and noise were incredible. Daryl needs country music. So his bedroom, you pop your head in, country music's on. Lennon needs a Radio 4 play, and it's the same Radio 4. He doesn't need 4 play, he needs a Radio 4.
All we need is Radio 4 play.
So,
Radio 4 play.
There's this Radio 4 play going on in his room, and I
what is it? On the hour? Just a minute?
No, I think it was something to do with the Great Fire of London.
And he always listens to the same one?
Yeah, and he has to... When he wakes... If he wakes up and he has to rewind to the exact moment he last remembered.
And also, so when you think about it, so you're there trying to get sleep, you hear the term Pudding Lane, you're starving.
Mate, I wasn't starving. I ate so much.
Really?
Well, on the Saturday, we went to the San Siro. San Siro. Now, you can learn a couple of things from the San Siro. We talk about football a lot. The San Siro have a section really high up, so high up, which is essentially where tourists go, right? Brilliant, because it doesn't ruin the atmosphere. You're right high up. You still, as a tourist, you get to see from an incredible view.
You want an end or a
you want right side. High up, the side. So as furthest you are up, and I paid 14 euros for a ticket.
You can't argue it, can you?
From the official AC Milan website.
You can't go and watch a shit live podcast for that.
Yeah.
Trust us.
I think you can. But what about the food before the game?
In the ground?
No, this is their walkway. Do you know, like, we've got, like, your burger vans.
Like Matt Busby Way or whatever.
Matt Busby Way. Yeah. And some of the chippies and stuff.
Yeah.
This place in the walk to the San Siro is incredible, right?
I bet you felt gladiator, didn't you?
I didn't know what to buy. There was too much choice. Every single van did either incredible pizzas, pancettas, which is just this like rolled up pork.
Just taking hot ham. Into
hot the ham, hot ham. Let me show you this. I got so overwhelmed, I only filmed one little bit of it. And let me show you. We went for a sandwich in the end, which I do regret, because there was so much else I should have gone for. Can I show you that there? Wait till you see. Look at that, just big piece of pork ready to be chopped up.
That's like a full pig.
It is a full pig, ready to be chopped up and put into a hot sandwich.
Incredible.
We're all in.
Is it good?
You can drink in the stands. So we got booze.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Esteban can be episode.
But then we made a mistake of leaving it too late to get a taxi back to from San Siro to our Airbnb, and we struggled, got caught up in a weird area of Italy that I wouldn't like to be again.
Sorry, before we get to that, what was the score? How did the game go? Was it good?
AC Milan, I think a little bit like United, you know. Got great history. Had some legends in the squad, but just a 1-1 boring draw.
Was it? They won the league a couple of years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, and they won a Super Cup, which is good. Well, I don't know what it means. Anyway, I think the San Siro is incredible. And if you can get over there, people think going to Milan was expensive. We did it so cheap. Keep an eye on Ryanair. I know they fly you into Milan, which is sort of a little bit out, but the train in was only 13 euros. And pretty much, if you line it up with an AC Milan game in the San Siro, I've not checked into Milan's tickets, but it's pretty much 14 quid. Yes, you sit that's quite great. High up.
Who cares though?
Who cares? You saw it. Yeah. I loved it. Sunday, we just, this is embarrassing, we went for another kebab in the same place.
So you've been in Milan, right? You always have a go at me when me and Lizzie go to a country, and we'll go to the local markets, get some of the local produce, make dinner, and you slag me off for that, saying I'm not going out trying.
No, that I slagged you off because you go to Milan with Lizzie
and you just eat kebab and go to Irish bars.
We went to one Irish bar. Yeah,
yeah.
But the rest of the time we were in Milan's hotspots.
Okay,
Milan have this system which I hate in a lot of the bars. Pay.
You're not allowed to bring your own kebab in.
Pay one side of the bar, queue up at the other.
No. Stupid.
So stupid. So you'd fly through ordering your beers. You think, fucking hell. And then you'd get in this ridiculous queue. Mm. And it took us a good 20 minutes. Anyway, I love the trip. Go to Milan. Go and see the San Siro, because everyone we told in Italy that we went said, oh, it's about a year or two off before the redevelop it.
Well, what is this? Because I've been hearing for about 8 years that the San Siro is getting knocked down and this might be the last season and they're going to build a new one. And where are they up to with that? Because once again, we start the season and they're still playing in it. There's no plan for when it's closing. They keep pretending that they're going to redo it or knock it down.
I don't know. And isn't it still strange? I know it's been happening for so many years. Since they were both, came about Inter Milan and AC Milan?
Yeah.
The fact that they both share that stadium is so bizarre.
But it's such a good stadium. Isn't it like 85,000 seats?
So yeah, 85,000. So impressive. Yeah. It was cracking.
But was it full? Probably not.
Nah. Wasn't full.
I think it's full for the big game.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Really recommend it. Yeah, get the metro home, because you get stuck in a sort of middle end of nowhere in Milan. When everyone leaves the San Siro and there's no longer police kicking about there.
Bit scary.
It's a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit scary. Sunday we just chilled out and did tourist stuff and ate carbonara.
Ate kebabs again.
And, whoa, yeah. I'm done with Airbnbs, though. Bring hotels back into my life. Yeah. Please. I'd have loved to say goodbye. Yeah, brilliant. See you later. And Lenny went into his little room. Dara went into his little room and had my own bathroom and stuff like that. I'm done with Airbnb. I'm done with their cleaning fees as well.
Yeah, they're getting silly, aren't they?
Cleaning fees. 200 quid on top of a cleaning fee. And then they want you to clean before you clean.
I know, yeah. It's like that thing of like, do you know some parents, they're obsessed with you washing all the plates before you put them in the dishwasher. That's Airbnb,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we've got a dishwasher. There's literally a £78 cleaning fee. But if you don't put everything fucking perfectly before we leave, that's another 150 quid. The cleaner must walk in and go, it's done.
Done.
Like, you think, me and Lizzie in particular is obsessed with leaving it cleaner than when we arrived.
Yeah.
And you still, sometimes they're like, what was the little mark on the wall there? You're like, get the cleaner to fucking clean it. What's the cleaning fee for?
Exactly.
Come in, put a feet up, watch a couple episodes of EastEnders and leave. The cleaner needs to do a bit of work here.
It's a blue bit of bloody work. So that was fun. Do you have any other stadiums you want to visit then?
Oh, I mean, loads, obviously. But I haven't been to that many foreign stadiums particularly. Because I've not done many, like, United European aways or anything. So there's loads. The San Siro would be, obviously, one. Yeah. I'd like to go to the new camp. Never been to Barcelona, though. So I'd like to do... Bernabeu, obviously, would be great.
Yeah,
everyone Bernabeu says how good the Allianz is, but I'm less bothered about the new ones.
I was told
it's meant to be great.
That Nice have got a brilliant stadium.
Really?
And that you should definitely have it on the bucket list.
Hmm.
And Jet2/British Airways fly there. Pretty reasonable.
I'm up for a little Nice piece. A
little Nice piece. Mm. We've not mentioned... Oh, yeah, we have mentioned that Dom isn't here, but that's been Friday's episode.
It's been great. No, you got a poem, Ethan? To play us out?
Drew went to Milan. He's not a very funny man.
A bit harsh.
And his face is funny. It looks like it's been smashed across by a frying pan.
See you later, everyone. Bye! Wave, Ethan.
All right, we'll see you again.